USA Radio News with Jeremy Scott.
Lawmakers on Capitol Hill are nearing agreement on sanctions against Russia over its massing of troops near the border with Ukraine and feared invasion. The U.S. promising to put Moscow on the defensive at the U.N. Security Council. Ambassador Linda Thomas-Greenfield on ABC's This Week saying our voices are unified in calling for the Russians to explain themselves.
Part of the reason we're calling for this meeting on Monday is one more opportunity to find a diplomatic way out.
Sunday, another day of major flight delays after the nation's northeast states were walloped by a massive winter storm. FlightAware reporting 1,500 flights canceled in and out of the U.S. and more than 2,300 delays. Tens of thousands without power. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey friends, John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energize Health. Come on, you've heard about us on Newsmax Television, on Wayne Allen Root. We have helped tens of thousands of people all across America and around the world to lose fat, to reverse every disease you can imagine. High blood pressure, diabetes, Meniere's disease, arthritis. Come on, you can get healthy this year. And because you're associated with WAR, you get a 40% discount. Are you kidding me? We only do that because we love Wayne Allen Root and he loves you. So you just have to take an action step. Be a beautiful, beloved skeptic. But go log on to energizehealth.com. Look at testimonials just like you. Do your research. Listen to Dr. Brian Taylor. Log on to energizehealth.com and change your life in 2022.
President Biden is calling for the release of U.S. Navy veteran Mark Frericks, who was taken hostage in Afghanistan nearly 2 years ago, Monday marking the second anniversary of the kidnapping. In a statement, the president saying hostage taking is an act of cruelty and cowardice. A civil engineer and contractor from Illinois was kidnapped in January of 2020 from the capital of Kabul and is believed to be in the custody of the Taliban-linked Haqqani network. North Korea continuing its weapons test, firing what analysts say is the most powerful missile the regime has tested in years, certainly the most powerful under the Biden administration. Pyongyang's seventh launch of the month, traveling 500 miles and landing in the ocean. How about them Bengals in overtime? Cincinnati upsetting the Chiefs to advance to the Super Bowl, kicking a field goal in overtime, 27-24. They'll meet the winner of the Rams and 49ers. USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Actor turned history teacher and former DJ who played a DJ on WKRP in Cincinnati, Howard Hessman, has died at 81.
All right, Cincinnati, it is time for this town to get down. You got Johnny. Dr. Johnny, fever and I are burning up in here. We all in critical condition, babies. But you can tell me where it hurts, because I got the healing prescription here from the big KRP musical medicine cabinet. Now, I am talking about your 50,000-watt intensive care unit, baby. So just sit right down, relax, open your ears real wide, and say, give it to me straight, doctor. I can take it.
Hessman dying Saturday in Los Angeles due to complications from colon surgery. And the home of the late host of Jeopardy is up for sale. Here's Chris Barnes from the USA Radio News New England Bureau.
In Los Angeles, the home of the late Alex Trebek is on sale for $7 million. The longtime Jeopardy host bought that property in Studio City in 1991 for about $2 million. The compound, as they call it, features a Mediterranean-style mansion at its center, along with grassy lawns, lush gardens, and oak trees. It's also got a number of very fine bathrooms, as well as a library and a movie theater.
For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.